Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I hope you all have had such a good week, because I have to tell you, this is going to be a powerful discussion, and I hope you've had a good time with the newsletters coming out and everything, because you know we're putting a lot of thought in there. So if you haven't subscribed, please make sure that you visit the live link in the description box and subscribe to the Whispers Exchange Journal, because we're doing dynamic things in there. It's beautiful, and the new segments and all, I have to tell you, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But don't forget that you can call in and ask your questions in regards to today's topic at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091 and Blog Talk Radio. What can I say? They always have our back. And, you know, it's always good because you can put in the chat box your questions, your comments. If you need me to reiterate something, you know I love to moderate a good chat box. So go on, drop your questions in there. And look, if you have questions that you would love for me to answer, don't forget that you can now write in at AskSoniaLorette@yahoo.com. Again, that is at AskSoniaLorette@yahoo.com. And those answers will be actually inside of that Whispers Exchange Journal. So don't forget to subscribe. So are you ready to get into today's discussion? Personal growth through adversity. Woo! You know, I love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So this isn't going to be any different. I'm going to give you the meaning or understanding of personal growth. Okay. It means the process of an individual becoming aware of self, addressing behaviors, attitudes, values, actions, and habits one wishes to change. Let me give it to you again, because that was a lot to process. So again, the word that we're going to get a real clear understanding about today is personal growth. It means the process of an individual becoming aware of self, addressing behaviors, attitudes, values, actions, and habits one wishes to change. Whew. See, Whispers, did you have to let that meaning kind of sink in for a minute? Because I know, like, when I gave it the first time, you might have been like, well, wow, because it had to really kind of resonate with you for a second. So today's discussion is one that we must dive deep into, because adversity is an inevitable part. It's inevitable part of life. But it's how we navigate through challenges that truly shape us. So some of you all may have attended the pre-show, and I really kind of set this discussion up to really usher in such a way that is going to align up and connect all the dots for us. So we're going to explore how we can turn our adversities into opportunities for growth and transformation. And I think the first area we need to step into is the nature of adversity. Oh, yes. See, adversity acts as a catalyst for self-discovery. And so many people may not realize that, but it is. It is a true catalyst for self-discovery. It's also a catalyst for resilience and the development of essential life skills. Now, that's what adversity does for us. And I don't think many people look at it in that manner because adversity is so hard. It's a challenge. And in that nature or nurture of adversity, there are several essentials that I want us to go over even. One of the essentials that I think that we really want to look at to kind of like prime this discussion with is this, the self-discovery and reflection. And I know you're probably thinking like, how in the world does adversity help us to end this self-discovery and reflection? Well, see, adversity focuses individuals to confront their weaknesses, their limitations, or even that fear. See, that's what many people don't realize, that adversity strikes up a deep fear in many people. And when faced with difficulties, we as people often find ourselves in unfamiliar and uncomfortable situations. They push us to reflect on our values. It pushes the boundaries in everything that we're doing to really reflect on those priorities and our goals. And see, when we're in that space and place of self-discovery and reflection, it helps us gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our desires and our true potential. So in our pre-show, I'd stated that when we are in that place of reflection, it's that place that we get to sit deep inside of. And when we sit deep inside of a place and a space, it allows us to ponder. That's a great word too. Because see, when you ponder over things, it means that you really kind of churn it. You go deeper into it and kind of it resonates differently. So I don't know if any of you all have had the opportunity to really see how butter is made and how they churn butter and what it takes for it to start to get to whip and it starts to become that richness and that creaminess of butter. But see, in that churning process, it also is starting to aerate and it actually allows that component to come together. It goes from cream into that rich butter. And so in the same way, that is what reflection helps us to do. It helps us to churn over things in our hearts and our minds, to look at it in a deeper element, a deeper space and place. Which in turn, it moves us into that next component that we really want to kind of get into is that resilience and adaptability. Now, remember last week, we kind of touched on that some. And if you didn't pick up the master keys from last week's episode, don't worry, you can go back and listen to it. Because like I tell you all the time, all of the master keys are here for you to be able to put on your proverbial keychain so you're able to open up those secret chambers, the corridors, the hallways to our hearts and our mind. So resilience and adaptability, that overcoming obstacles requires learning how to bounce back from setbacks, manage stress, and remain focused on long-term objectives. Spoke of in the pre-show that I was going to share something very deep with you all that even kind of happened with me. Yesterday was a very trying and testing day for me. And I have to tell you that there was some major adversities that I faced yesterday that even tested the very core and the very fiber of my patience, that I literally had to do that self-discovery and that powerful thing called reflection. So it meant that I had to have the power in pausing. I had to step away from my business, step away from all the things that I had to do, take care of, and I literally went and I sat by body of water and I just sat there. I took my notebook out and I started to write. I started to just write and write. And as a person who is a deep thinker and I think about things and I ponder over things deeply, I started to have it that it resonated at a different vibration. which also allowed me to have the adaptability to be able to face the challenge head on. Because, see, unfortunately, that's what I had to do. And I had to be in a place and a space of clear mind to be able to face it and to talk about it and to bring a resolve if it was possible. So I had to do all these things. See, adversity teaches us how to effectively navigate uncertainty and change. It teaches us how to navigate. And I talked about that GPS system that we have to have. Because, see, in our GPS system, it even has the ability to navigate us even across detours. It has the ability to help to reset and redirect us in the direction that we need to go. And so in turn, when we develop that resilience and that adaptability, it's like resetting the coordinates of our GPS systems. It enables us to become more adaptable and better equipped to handle future challenges even. So when I face this challenge, and if I face this challenge again in the future, I will know how to handle it in a very potential way of being a stepping stone of my own greatness, not to be a stumbling block. See, sometimes when adversities come, they trip us up because we have never faced them before. That's why they're adversities. That's why they're challenges. That's why when we're discussing this topic, it's personal growth through adversity. That's what we're developing. Personal growth. See, I know that even when we are doing this, that we get to train our brain not to always go right into the flight mode. We get to train our brain not to panic and run. You teach and retrain it to fight. And to think beyond the moment of that adversity. You get to have the long game. You ever really look at it from the perspective of even like in a football game, they have to have a long game. They have to have a view of what that victory is going to be. And sometimes it's that monkey wrench that gets thrown in. But lo and behold, the coach comes in, recircles the guy. And lo and behold, they win in that last second. Because, see, they had to change things and they had to have the long game in mind. It helps us to even place things in the right perspective. See, sometimes that's all we need. We need that moment to be able to really put it into the right perspective. It helps us then to move into another beautiful sector and space. It helps us to even develop skills, or the skill development, if you want to say. See, Whisperers, adversity presents opportunities to develop a wide range of life skills. Oh, yeah, it does. See, adversity helps us to develop those problem-solving skills, those decision-making skills, even communication and time management. Those are powerful skills that it develops in us. Because when you end this, and if you had to put this on a resume, do you realize that you have some powerful skills that you can offer a company? Oh, yes, I am a great problem solver. I can actually solve problems, and I can use great decision making. I have clear communication when I need to move forward on a situation of resolve. And I also know that I have to put in a great time restraint and manage my time properly so I am really taking the actions that are needed and not being tripped up throughout my day. These are beautiful qualities. These are powerful qualities. So when we're faced with adversity, we're compelled to think creatively and critically to find solutions. And I know that some of you may not have even thought of it in that way. And some of you all may have had so many different adversities and different things that you actually have become so equipped in your problem-solving skills that even friends lean in on you. Look, I have this, that, and the other going on. What do you think I should do? Believe it or not, before I really went through all my schooling and I became a therapist, my friends would tap into me. They would ask me, well, Sonia, how do I handle, or what do you think I should do, or how should I manage? I'm just this, or I'm, and I would come in and I would pour into them. Because I had developed such a beautiful skill of really being able to manage stress and dealing with things in my life in such a way. And I'm grateful for that. But I also had a fine person to learn from. And sometimes we don't have those examples, but that's okay. We develop skills that we don't even realize or that we don't want to celebrate. See, that's the other problem, whispers. Sometimes you all have to step back and realize that you are doing great when it is in the face of adversity. So this way you can surmount those problems and overcome and step over and step up. Because you're giving yourself the acknowledgement that you are handling a situation. And see, these experiences contribute to the acquisition of valuable skills that are transferable to various aspects of your life. They're transferable. They can move and shift with you when you need them. They become beautiful assets to you. Sometimes I get so excited when I talk about certain aspects in our development and our growth, because I know how important these things truly are to us as people. And whispers, one thing I can tell you is that when we start to really develop these beautiful qualities and skills, it's limitless. Limitless what it offers us. It gives in 100-fold, and many don't realize that. I love that adversity gets us to use critical thinking. I really love that part of it too, because it enables us to question. It enables us to acknowledge and test previous even assumptions. And you know what people say about when you assume. I don't really have to tell you that, do I? It allows us to reason on different factors that move us to shift our thoughts and act with an informed point of judgment and clarity. You know, these are things that I want you to get excited over. I want you to realize that even in the face of adversity, we can be even excited that we're going to overcome this challenge. There's an old passage that you all may have heard that this too shall pass, because it does. This too shall pass. Because sometimes in the midst of a storm, it is raging and the water is so violent. But as that storm breaks and the sea becomes calm, you may see a beautiful rainbow just cut through the dark clouds. Because see, that rainbow is your hope. That rainbow is the enforcement of you knowing that you can overcome whatever the adversity is, was, or could have been. See, that's how powerful this discussion is for us. So I want you to really kind of sit in this place and space and allow it to vibrate at a decimal that you can really hear. Because see, sometimes when we are taking in information that is so powerful, we have to be able to get our minds to adjust to it. We have to get our hearts to start to beat into the right rhythm of it. And it takes some time. It takes time. So it requires that you even start to develop that empathy and compassion. And it seems like I tell you guys in almost every season about empathy and compassion. It is a driving force in everything that we do. You must develop empathy and compassion, not for the next man, but for yourself. See, because going through difficult times can foster empathy and compassion. It can. And experiencing hardships can make individuals more understanding of others' struggles, leading them to increased empathy and the desire to help those in need. Now, I want to share something with you all, and I touched on it last week just a little bit. And I told you all that, you know, with me being in a wheelchair, it developed certain things in me. But also what it developed in me was true empathy and compassion. And I'm not speaking of empathy and compassion for others. I'm speaking about empathy and compassion for Sonya Leray. See, it allowed me to see that in the face of this trial that I was sitting in, I also developed the strength of resilience in me that I didn't even know that I really had. I did not feel sorry for myself. I was paralyzed. I'm in a wheelchair. I had a beautiful music career. I'm doing things. And my life has changed in 2.3 seconds. And literally, it allowed me to sit in a place and a space of empathy and compassion for this girl who had taken advantage of things, this girl who was kind of a little haughty, had pride, a little ego. And now it allowed me to usher in compassion and empathy to allow her to grow, to allow her to develop a quality that she needed and had to embrace so she can keep on keeping on. So I could show up and show out. I did not want to be the victim. I wanted to be a warrior. I didn't want to be a victor. I'm a victor. No, because that still has victim in it. I wanted to be a warrior. I wanted to fight for Sonya Leray. I wanted to show up in every aspect of that person's life. It's okay, girl, you fell down, but you're not staying down. I might have fallen, but I was not down. I was falling forward, and I didn't even know I was falling forward. But as I was falling forward, I was learning empathy and compassion along my road. A new platform, door, airway, everything, the oxygen became so rich that I could pour into people before they could even say a word to me. And that's how powerful we have to become when we are faced with adversity in our lives, Whisperers. Whisperers, this discussion today has vibrated and resonated in my chest so deep. I can't even begin to tell you. The qualities that we can develop through adversity are something so beautiful. And some of them can be so minuscule that'll blow your mind. Are you willing to acknowledge that? Are you willing to even see it partially? Adversities often connect people on a deeper level and encourages a sense of community and support. Do you realize that? It connects people deeper. I have to tell you, my true friend, my best friend, who became my partner in life, challenged with and going through in my life. We developed a deeper connection to each other because he was also the cheerleader. Sometimes, like, I don't know if I could do this. This is hard. And it, lo and behold, it resonated so deep. And we just became such good partners and friends, motivating each other. And we still do it. We ride hard with each other, even through the face of adversity. We are there. We are back to back. Sometimes we are the stabilizing force that we need when the storm is raging the highest, the hottest, the hardest against us, standing there back to back. And we are taking it in, but we are also dealing with it and with our chest and our heads held high. How do you deal with adversity, Whispers? How are you looking at adversity? Are you allowing it to build and to have a vibration in you that is so deafening that only you can hear and move past it, and it just invigorates another person to ride right with you? And that might be just the person in your life. That could be maybe your employees. That could be a mother, a father, a grandfather, a child. It is powerful. And Whispers, this is the thing. It could be just you. It could be Y-O-U. But how we allow it to really sink into us and how we allow it to really help us for personal growth through adversity, personal growth, the process of an individual becoming aware of self. That's how powerful that is. Now, that we have a clear nature of that adversity is just as important to give you a clear roadmap into tips for personal growth through adversity. See, I tell you, I'm going to come and I'm going to give you both sides of that coin, and I'm going to open up the windows, throw the curtains back, the doors open and everything, so we got free flowing at all times. But before I do that, I think this is a great place and space for us to take a quick commercial break.
La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, Whispers. I tell you, before the break, we really went deep in on that nature of adversity. You know, we really did. And I love that we got to do that and sit in that space. But now it's time for us to really turn on the GPS and get our roadmaps kind of filled in, because we need a destination now. So we're going to dive into the tips for personal growth through adversity. So if you want to pin mark the episode at the 329 marker right now, this is a great place to do it. And if you need to take a sip of your mocktail, do so, because we're going to lean in on these as well. Okay. So I hope you all are ready. So the first key that we're going to get into for the roadmap is this. We're going to reframe our challenges. It's necessary. We got to reframe the challenges. So that means that instead of us viewing adversity as insurmountable. Now, do you know what insurmountable means? It means that we can't overcome it. We can't get past it. It's almost like we have been giving a sentence of death. We're not going to view it in that way. We're going to reframe them as opportunities for growth and learning. Now, see, when we change or pivot the direction, or if we kind of tweak it a little bit, it takes the sting out of some things. It takes the burn off of it. So some of you all may know that, you know, if you get a cut and you put a little alcohol on it, my Lord, you feel like somebody set you on fire. But then if you get a cut and you put first the saline and it cleans it out real good and you put the peroxide on it and it gets to bubble all that, the germs and everything out of it, and you put the ointment, it doesn't have the same burn to it. So it's the same thing that we're doing. We're going to reframe the challenges in our mind. We're going to put a salve onto it that is going to coat it a little bit. Maybe it's that nasty medicine that you got to chase with a little bit of water or a little tea afterward. So when we reframe these things in our mind, it allows us to embrace a growth mindset. And you know, we went through the whole season of developing our growth mindset. And if you're new to the Whisperers family, you got to go back and get those master keys, because every discussion, you're going to need a certain master key from discussions that we had. That's why I give you your proverbial keychains to keep on you. Because why? You already know. We got to be able to change those tumblers. And sometimes we need that other key to stick in there and to turn it at the same time so we can gather everything that we need to keep our trajectory on the right course. So as we develop that growth mindset that focuses on the potential for self-improvement and increased resilience, Whisperers, we can't begin, I can't even begin to stress how important that is. And it's how we place things in our minds and our hearts and have either a positive or a negative effect. So let me tell you guys, I'm a firm believer of looking at a glass on half full. So some people tell you, well, you know, you got to look at it, the glass is half full. See, I'm a person that looks at the glass beyond half full. Because if it's half full, that means that it could be almost empty. And I don't want an empty glass, and I don't plan on it being run out anytime soon. So I look at it as it's truly beyond half full. It's because I want to be able to position myself for success in my thought process. The way that I put things into my mind and my heart. I want to see the silver lining in a situation and take away the lessons that I need for those stepping stones into my greatness or the next part of this journey. And let me tell you something. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. And stop looking for it to be always easy, because that's not how life is. That is not how life is. Remember I told you, we got a circle, and our life could be that circle. But that circle is never going to be perfect, because it's going to have the ridges around it. It's going to have some deep dents and nicks and cutoffs and different things, but it's going to make a circle. But it's not going to be perfect, because there's ebbs and flows in our life. But how we reframe things can keep us on that path of ever-evolving possibilities. I want always to give myself the possibility. And Whisperers, I want you to always give yourself the possibilities. Whew. So it leads us into that second area of that roadmap and that master key. Sometimes we just have to seek support. Oh, yes, you heard me. See, you got to realize that you can't hesitate to lean on healthy support. And it doesn't mean that you're weak or anything if you ask for help. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever tried to build something from IKEA. I'm going to tell you something. You got to be like, you almost have to be an octopus to build something from IKEA. And I have to tell you, me and my cousin, we have built tons of stuff from IKEA. But I always need her help, or she needed my help, because we needed someone to hold on to something so we could be able to screw it together. And then, matter of fact, don't get one that they don't send you the instructions. There's no English form to it. You're like, what in the world? So it takes two brains to conquer this project. In life, it can take two brains or maybe three brains to conquer an obstacle. And it requires that we have friends that have substance, that are going to give the unsolicited support, the positive feedback, that are looking at the adversities and even having triumphantly overcome obstacles, even in their own journey. And sometimes those obstacles give those life lessons, and they tell you something that, you know what, I can't believe I had such and such happen to me. And then you're like, it's sitting there in total shock because you really needed to hear that at that time. And you didn't even know, and they didn't know. And lo and behold, there's that support system right there. I tell many of my friends that I am the proverbial net that they need to catch them. I am, even for my clients, I tell them I am a net to be there to catch you sometimes. Because sometimes we need a safety net to really hang on to. Have you ever seen the guys working on the bridge and they got that extension cord, that next cord that keeps them plugged into the guy up top, that if they slip, they fall, they are caught so they don't plummet to their death? Sometimes we need that safety cord. That requires that we build in good relationships. But if you have someone that is pouring from a half-empty glass, that is negative, that is not going to vibrate at a decimal that you need, please, that's not the support you need. Being able to know that you can have the support you need to build healthy new habits is what you're looking for. You're looking for someone that you're going to seek guidance and sharing experience that can provide value. Notice I said value. Valuable insights and emotional support. So sometimes we even got to be willing to even seek professional help when we have deeper seated issues that we must overcome so we can stop the constant merry-go-round ride. When do you decide to get off? When do you say, look, this is not where, I've seen this so many times. Wait, guess what? See that over there? Now watch, this is going to take a pause for a second and the light's going to blink. When do you get off of that merry-go-round? See, sometimes it requires that we tap in to help, to seek healthy support, unsolicited support. And if you've never heard that term before, research it. Because, see, unsolicited support doesn't give the WIFM what's in it for me. WIFM. It does not ask for something in return. It gives unselfishly. See, Whisperers, having healthy support systems gives you a higher level of well-being, better coping skills, even a longer, happier, healthier life. And having a support system has also been proven to reduce depression and anxiety. Yes, it does. Actually causes things to start to thrive. And that's what you want. You want to thrive. So it requires you then to set on your next roadmap. You got to set those goals. You have to set those incremental goals. I find when I work with clients, this is such an important aspect of them being able to reach and achieve personal growth. Because, see, sometimes we set these goals or we have these lofty goals, but we don't have anything that's in sight of now, the micro wins, the things that we need to keep ourselves motivated and going. And when there's obstacles and adversity, We have to be able to have those achievable, realistic goals. So it means that you want to break down large challenges into small, bite-sized pieces. I don't know how many of you all don't have a flip-top head that you can just vacuum in food, but I know I don't. I have to cut up my food and I have to chew it and chew it until it's really, you know, able to be swallowed. And so it requires the same thing, that we have to break down our problems into small, bite-sized, manageable pieces or goals. And each achievement, no matter how minor, it should boost your confidence. It should motivate you. It should gradually start leading you in a place and a space that vibrates at a very high decimal. Whispers, you know, I guess to really sum up things, adversity is an essential catalyst for like personal growth. It offers like opportunities for self-discovery. You heard, it gives us resilience. It develops our skills. It builds even character. So when we, you and I, embrace challenges with a positive mindset, and then we are realistic and we seek that positive support, and setting those realistic goals, those incremental, those little bitty bite-sized goals, we start to be powered and get to have the mastery over adversity, which in turn, as you see and you heard, it allows us to then have the personal growth through adversity that launches us into that triumph over trials. Tell me you're not excited. Tell me. See, this discussion was so powerful and necessary. I look forward to even after the show at 4:15 when we get together over on YouTube and really kind of dive into just a few quick little things that I want to share with you over there inside of this discussion as well. Because the post show is kind of like I get to really kind of tell you some other little key tools and different little increments that you're not going to hear on the pre-show, you're not going to hear during this show, because I don't want it to be that it's the mockingbird effect. I want you to always come away with the different elements that you need to keep building upon these qualities that are going to help you to triumph over your trials. So Whisperers, I want to tell you how this season is going to line up for our topics. So each discussion has a main feature topic, like today was your main feature topic of personal growth through adversity. Then there's going to be possibly three subtopics or two subtopics, depending on how that discussion lines up. Because I want to be able to pour into this season on a lot of different levels. And a lot of different areas that we have never done before, and not even like how we did last season even. So this season is going to open up and blossom in such a way that by the end of this season, you are going to be able to understand why triumphs over trials are necessary for you to continue to grow, for you to have success in your life, to continue on the pathway and the journey of endless possibilities. It still puts you in alignment with your prospering to purpose, because these are the qualities that we need. So don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to our stunning Whispers Exchange, make sure you do that. There's a live link in the description box of this episode, as well as it will be over on the YouTube channel of Whispers in a Bottle. And you can go over there at 4:15 to get the rest of this discussion and put your questions. And I get to really be live and on hand with you, get to really be up close and personal. I'm on camera. I'm talking to you. We get to kind of have a good time, a little sip of our mocktail together, you know, having fun. And don't forget to come back next week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another subtopic of this discussion, because it's going to be powerful, because each one gets deeper and better and better. So don't forget to make sure you come back, like, follow, and review our show, please. And join me even on our social media pages, because I got a lot of things that are going to be going. If you have not joined the Wisdom app and you would like to be a part of it, DM me over on our Instagram page. Just say Wisdom. You must be following the page. This way we will receive your message, because we don't actually message back anyone that we don't follow. It goes into a subcategory and we don't really check those at all. So make sure that you're following the page and then DM us the word Wisdom, and we will send you a personal invitation for you to join the Wisdom app so you can actually be a part of the pre-shows at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday. So if you like to follow us on Instagram, that's whispersinabottle_podcast. We're on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle, and on LinkedIn you can find me as Sonia Larae. So I look forward to really kind of connecting with you guys, building out our season. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am. But you know, oh, and don't forget, tomorrow is the first day of fall. So fall forward and enjoy it. Have a good time with your family. Don't forget to check on your loved ones. With that being said, everyone, please have a beautiful weekend. I'm Sonia Larae, a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, motivational speaker, but by far, I'm always honored, Whisperers, to say that I am your dynamic host, and I look forward to us getting together again next week. All right, guys, take care.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Larae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show, like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.